Welcome back to a new episode. You're listening to the Ball City Bloggers podcast. Hi, I'm Genesis, your host, and this is where we will talk all about how to start, grow, and monetize your blog by simplifying the process, strategizing with intention, and creating a plan for profits. How do I know the frameworks I teach undeniably work? Because I spent years following all of the blog guru strategies, and it kept me stuck at making $0 in my blogging business. Once I decided to block out the noise, I created my own framework that allowed me to quit my job in 2 months, book out my business in 4 months, and hit six figures in under 17 months, all by defying the rules. Now I help female bloggers like you do the exact same. Recognizing a gap in how bloggers try to grow and monetize their new blog, I set out to create never seen before affordable blog coaching that is fully customized to your blogging business. This ensures that you will be put on a fast track to make money blogging the right way. A unique approach using blogging and SEO strategies to expand your reach, sell more with ease, and relax while the sales come in while you're sleeping or shopping for groceries. And a blogging membership for bloggers called the Blogging Ladies Membership who want to start their own blog, create their own offers to sell, and make money on autopilot. Truth is, we don't turn our heads away from the real talk here. I share with you all of the truths, secrets, strategies, and step-by-step action plans that I've tried and tested with myself and all of my clients. Ready to grow and monetize your blogging business? Check out my free masterclass in the show notes below called Six Figure Blogging Secrets and learn the exact strategies that I've used to build my blog to six figures. Now let's tune in to today's episode. Hey ladies, how have you been? I know I haven't uploaded in a while, but that's because of a huge secret that I've been keeping for some time. Are you ready to hear it? I'm pregnant. I'm currently 14 weeks with my little baby, and we are doing great. So with that said, I'm back and I'm ready to rumble here on the podcast. So today I want to talk to you about the six ways that you can easily figure out what your audience wants to read from you. But first, I want to talk about my brand new masterclass that I just released called Six Figure Blogger Secrets. I'm sharing the exact strategies that I've used to grow my blogging business to six figures, including the big secrets that most guru bloggers don't want you to know. You can join the masterclass in the link in the show notes below. So let's jump in. One of the mistakes that I made, and you might be doing as well, is to write about the things that you are interested in, but they might not be what your audience wants to read about. It's a common mistake because we usually think that everybody is struggling with the same things or might be more interested in the same topic than we are, but this is often not the case. What can happen is that you might be way further along in your journey than they are. You might be an expert in the area, which is why sometimes things can feel like this can't be anyone's problem or no one is interested in that. But in fact, someone who is reading your blog is struggling with exactly that. So here are six easy ways to figure out what your audience wants to read on your blog. It will help you connect and build a deeper relationship with them. Plus, you will see a peak in blog traffic because you're giving your audience what they want to read about. Remember, it's about them. It's not about you. So number one is Google Analytics. I would recommend everyone to connect your Google Analytics account to your blog. It's totally free to use, and it can become your superpower in knowing what your audience wants to read about. In Google Analytics, you can see exactly what your most successful blog posts have been over a specific time. For example, over the past month. If you have been blogging for a bit longer, then I would recommend looking at the past 3 months to have a clear picture of your top blog posts. Oh my goodness, I am out of breath. pregnancy just does that to you, so just gotta take a breather for a second. I talk way too fast, I think. So once you have logged into your Google Analytics, you want to head to the top left sidebar and go to Behavior, Site Content, and then All Pages. After that, you can select a 30 to 90 days time frame in the left corner. Scroll down and see a list of your top performing pages and blog posts. This could be different now because Google is releasing a new Google Analytics, which I will talk about later on my blog. But now you need to analyze the provided information, which is the most important part here. Is there a particular topic within your niche that gets the most traffic? Is it all scattered across different categories, or is there a clear winner? Once you have figured out what your audience wants to read more of, I recommend creating more similar blog content. Just like that. So number two is email open rates and clicks. So another amazing way of pulling your audience and learning what they want to read about is to look at your weekly email newsletter. There are several indications within your emails of what your audience wants to read about. So first of all, have a look at your email subject line and compare it to your email open rates. More people will click and open your email on a subject that they have interest in. Number two is within Flowdesk. You can have a look at what people actually clicked on. So head into Flowdesk Analytics and see if people clicked on a specific blog post or other links, which would indicate a pattern. So third, you can use Interact to create a poll and ask them via email to take part in a survey. I've had a lot of success with this strategy. And if you let them know that it will only take a minute or two, you will even increase the number of participants. So if you identify patterns, again, I recommend creating more of such content in the future. And another way to, you know, survey your audience or get the information that you're looking for to creating content for your blog is Pinterest Analytics and Tailwind Tribes. So I love using Pinterest to get a head start on what is working and what my audience wants to read about. First of all, I always had my Pinterest Analytics account. You can convert your account to a business account for free to receive advanced analytics to identify your most successful pins. Second, you want to head to your Pinterest board where you gather all of your pins from your blog. Once you convert to a business account, you will see the exact reach of each pin. Often, I can see the results pop in after like a single day of publishing a new pin. If my pin reaches like 1,000 views after a single day, I know it's working and my audience wants to learn more about it. Third, head to the Pinterest search bar and type in a keyword which is relevant to your niche. So for me, it would be like blogging, how to start a blog, blah, blah, blah. After you press enter, Pinterest will suggest popular related topics below the bar. This is exactly what people are searching for most, so I recommend creating an ideas list of topics that you could write about. And number four is to create a Google form. I love this way of surveying my audience. Google forms are another great way and free way of surveying your audience and figuring out what they want to read about. You only need a Google account to start creating free surveys. It's super easy and takes about a minute. Once you are there, you can choose between open and closed multiple choice questions. I love to use a mix of closed questions where my audience just needs to click and open questions where they can tell me exactly what they're struggling with or what topics they would like to learn more about. Google Forms works great also to ask for feedback about your product, service, or online course. I especially ask people who did not purchase my membership, the Blogging Ladies membership, which you can join below if you would like or check it out, why they did not want the membership and what would have had made it a no-brainer for them to purchase it. Number five is successful Facebook posts and groups. If you have a Facebook page where you can publish your new blog post, you can head to the analytics section of the Facebook to look at how the individual posts performed. Now, this depends on the title, image, and description of the post and might be a bit misleading. However, I would still go back and check it out to see if you can find the patterns of similar topics performing above average, which might indicate what your audience wants to read. Also, if you are the owner of a Facebook group or participate in other people's blogging groups, you can survey these people if they allow. You can survey these audiences to ask what they are struggling with most. Facebook has the option to create polls now, and it literally takes someone like one click to let them know their thoughts. Are there any results which stand out? Try to recreate more of that content, like I said. Number six, and the final one, is Instagram polls. Depending on where your audience hangs out most, Instagram stories have the option to create polls, quizzes, and questions to survey your audience. I love using Instagram polls because it engages your audience. Believe me, people love to let me know what they think on Instagram. Just make sure that your audience on Instagram is similar to your blog audience, or otherwise the results may lead you to the wrong conclusions. I hope you have found this podcast useful in figuring out what your audience wants to read about. And again, if you want to know exactly how I grew my blog to six figures, then join my all-new masterclass, Six Figure Blogging Secrets, in the show notes below. I hope you have a beautiful day.